The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Once again, good morning, brothers and sisters, and once again, welcome back to our little rectory chapel. And a little thought for you for the day. Have you ever heard it said that God loves you just the way you are, but he loves you too much to leave you just the way you are? Deeply true, one of my favorite little sayings, and I think it's a great summary of the dialogue that we've been hearing for the last couple of days between Jesus and Nicodemus. Nicodemus, who comes to Jesus at night looking for a teacher, looking for a guru who will give him a pearl of spiritual wisdom, and Jesus, who wants to raise Nicodemus up to a whole other level. Just like he says today, "Nicodemus, you must be born from above." And now, what does that mean? Well, the simplest way to explain that is to say that it refers to our baptism, right? That's how we're really born from above. But it's much, much broader than that, because it really refers to our whole spiritual life. It's something that's entirely from above, and the Lord wants to lift us up to that. Have you ever heard anybody try to pigeonhole the church, or to try to pigeonhole Jesus Christ into merely political categories? People do this all the time, don't they? Well, they say that the church is from the right, or it's coming from the left, or it's liberal, or it's conservative. I got news for you. Jesus Christ is neither left or right. He's from above. And all down through history, people have been trying to pigeonhole the church and pigeonhole Jesus Christ and purely spiritual things, things like prayer and sacraments and grace and morality, as being from the left or as being from the right. Believe me, certain eras in history, they swore the church was from the left. And of course, now most everybody thinks we're from the right. But the truth of the matter is that Jesus Christ isn't from the right or from the left. He's from above. And he's trying to lift Nicodemus up there, and he's trying to lift you and me up there as well, if we'll have enough common sense to go along. A couple of images that he uses to try to make this clear. The first, the one that he uses here this morning, is the image of the wind. And he says to Nicodemus, you know how the wind blows where it wills, and you can't tell where it's coming from, you can't tell where it's going? The Spirit is like that. Wind is a great image for the Holy Spirit. In fact, in Hebrew and in Greek, the word for wind and the word for spirit are the same word. In Hebrew, the word is ruah, and in Greek, the word is pneuma. It's a great image for the Holy Spirit, the wind. Sailors know all about the wind, don't they? They know you can't control the wind. And so what do you do when you can't control the wind? Well, you adjust your sails. And then you learn how to harness its power. Well, similarly, anybody who's got the slightest bit of wisdom knows that the Holy Spirit is not subject to human mastery. It blows where it wills. And there's so much that God is doing in our lives and things that are happening all around us, and we can't control them, can we? We can't control them. If you want to ride the power of the Holy Spirit, don't try to control what you can't control. Instead, adjust your dispositions, adjust your mind, adjust your heart. When God sends you something you can't control, I got news for you. He's got a lesson he's trying to teach you. That's how he lifts us up on high, right? You can't control the wind. Adjust your sails, right? And the second image that our Lord uses is the cross. And the cross is the instrument par excellence for him to lift us up on high. And he references the cross when he says, you know how Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert? So must the Son of Man be lifted up. Well, that's a reference to something that we heard during Lent, one of our readings from the book of Numbers, in which Moses and the Israelites were making their way through the desert. And what happens? The people start to complain against Moses. And serpents come and they bite the people. And then the people say, hey, Moses, Moses, help us, help us. And Moses goes to God and he says, what am I supposed to do? And God says, make a serpent out of bronze, put it on a pole, and hold it up on high. And anybody who looks at that serpent will find healing. Because the serpent was the physical representation of their sins. Well, Jesus on the cross is the real exemplification of our sins, isn't he? And just like the people found physical healing by looking at the serpent in the desert, we find the deepest healing by gazing in faith on the Lord on the cross. Thomas Aquinas, one of the most learned people that have ever lived, he once said, I learn more gazing on a crucifix than I ever learned in all my years of study. That's how God lifts us up on high. An important lesson to learn for today. You know, as this dialogue with Nicodemus goes on and on, you'll discover Nicodemus does a lot less talking. he starts talking more and talking less and listening more. In fact, tomorrow, Nicodemus, he doesn't even say a word at all. And Jesus does all the talking. And Nicodemus does all the listening. How about you and I do the same thing and grow in wisdom and in love and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today? Saint Anselm, pray for us.